Hey, Leo, did you see that story about the new city park opening? I read about it on the city news website this morning.
Oh, no, I didn't. I usually get all my news from my social media feed. An influencer I follow posted about it yesterday, but I wasn't sure if it was true.
I'm not a big fan of getting news that way. I find that traditional news websites are much more reliable. The journalists have to check their facts and they provide more in-depth information.
I see your point, but it's so much faster on social media. I get instant updates and I can see what my friends are saying about it in real time. It feels more like a conversation.
I guess so. But that's also a drawback. There's so much misinformation and biased opinion. For example, the article I read had quotes from the city planner and details about the park's features. The social media posts I saw were just people's emotional reactions.
That's true. Sometimes it is hard to separate fact from opinion. But for convenience, you can't beat social media. Maybe a mix of both is the best approach.
Number one, what are the speakers mainly discussing? Number two, what does Sarah believe is the main advantage of traditional news websites? Number three, according to Leo, what is the primary benefit of getting news from social media? Number four, what does Sarah see as a major drawback of social media news? Number five, what does Leo conclude at the end of the conversation?